Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
51551, you're very welcome if you have just joined us. The Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue, has welcomed the return of buyers to the rings of livestock markets all over the country, but is encouraging farmers to continue to use online platforms as well, describing a blended approach as an excellent way of trading cattle and sheep. As restrictions were eased for shopping of all kinds today, John Cook has been to the mart in Thurles and he joins me now. So what's happening there, John?
Well, it was a busy mart of bullocks, heifers and cull cows, Cormac, with farmers coming and going today, many for the first time this year. Even if the numbers were smaller than marts used to be, the cattle trade isn't suffering from going online because cattle throughput across the country from January to mid-March was at 94% of the comparable period last year before lockdown began, according to the Department of Agriculture. And the farmers I met today were fairly happy with the prices they were getting. Today, the marts are still online, but limited numbers of socially distanced, mask-wearing buyers are allowed into stock pens to view cattle and sales rings for the bidding by booking an appointment, or they enter a draw to get in if the numbers are too high. For others at the Mid-Tipperary Mart in Thurles, they were happy just to drop off cattle or wait to collect them outside while watching the bidding on their phones, with some farmers telling me they hope online trading continues even as COVID restrictions ease further.
I think it's here to stay anyway.
Good system for you, is it?
I think it is very good, yes, very, very good.
And what about the prices?
Price is good. Price is good the whole year. Selling out today.
What are you selling?
All black heifers. They're not in yet now. They'll be in about 10 minutes.
So. You're watching out for them on your phone, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And what about yourself? You're watching too online. Can you get into the mart to look at the cattle?
I could if I wanted to, yeah, but I'm happy to bid online. I just find it easier and you can do your own thing in your own private way and no one is going to interfere with you or see what you're doing, so you can buy away privately and easy done.
Now, the way the marts used to work was you'd wave your hand or give some kind of a signal to the auctioneer. So what do you do on your phone or when you're watching online?
You just tap the bid button on the bottom of the screen, and if you're the highest bidder, you end up with them, and if you're not, you don't, and that's it. Simple, straightforward.
And
no
is
problem.
It clear cut that you've bought your cattle, or is there a waiting time to find out that the sale has gone through?
Sorry, that's what I'm doing at the minute, is I'm waiting to see whether I've got the cattle I've already been the highest bidder on. It's up to the farmer selling them whether he accepts the bid or not, you know. So I have two bundles of cattle there. I'm waiting to see did I get them or not.
And is that an issue whereby maybe you'd like to be looking in to buy more now, but you're not sure how many you've bought so far?
It can be at times, yeah. The delay kind of makes it awkward. If you have what you'll carry home in your trailer, you think you haven't bought, and maybe you don't know. But it doesn't take them long to let you know whether you have them or not.
You're happy enough with this system. Would you like to see it continuing even as we're allowed back in shopping in places again?
Absolutely, yeah. No, this is the way forward as far as I'm concerned anyway. I think it's a great setup.
The only downside to it all is a lot of people go to the mart and it's a kind of a social aspect. They don't meet anyone during the day or for a week.
Yeah.
And they come in here and they meet people and they have a chat and go in and have their dinner. That's the only part of it that you'll miss out of the mart.
Yeah, and a lot of farmers work alone or would be isolated. This was the main meeting point, wasn't it, before COVID?
Yes. I'd like to see it coming back, but I'd like to see the online as well.
Best of both worlds.
Best of both.
No doubt that you're at the mart for sure. There's farmers and cattle at the mart in Thurles. An awful lot of people, it seems, John, prefer the new online system.
Yeah, Cormac, particularly busy part-time farmers who have other jobs or people who are happy to watch at home rather than spending the day at the mart waiting for their specific sale to happen. Martin Ryan is the manager of the Mid-Tipperary Mart in Thurles, and they tried out online trading here 6 years ago with little or no take-up, he said. But now, well, lockdown has made it a major part of the livestock trade. They've over 2,500 registered customers, and as the bidding began in the ring, or was drawing to a close actually, as we spoke with just a handful of farmers actually present beside me, Martin told me that online buying is definitely here to stay.
Funds. These ones here, 260 kilos here now, started with 500 quarters, 500 quarters.
I think overall for prices it was very good. It brought a level of competition to the market. People were anonymous as to what they were buying, their transactions, nobody knew their business, and they were quite happy to do so. For people that were maybe working part-time or farming part-time, it suited them. They could watch their cattle being sold online, or they could come in and view the cattle in the morning and buy the lots while they were on their break at work or whatever. So they didn't actually require to spend the day there. But I think price-wise, you know, there's no level of camaraderie when it's online. People are able to do their own business.
There are a lot of farmers, though, I know, that love meeting other farmers at the mart. It was a real social outlet, somewhere to come for your lunch or a hot dinner, or some people I know get their hair cut at marts in other places. Is that all gone, or will the marts reopen fully for those people again?
At the moment, it's business, but not as usual. At the moment, our canteen is actually closed. The barbering service that we would have seen years gone by, that's a thing of the past. But overall, people are more business-like in the way they're coming in. They want to view their stock, and they literally want to either stay for the sale or disappear home, one or the other. There's not the same atmosphere around, and you wouldn't have the same footfall of people just in to meet others or to go for that meal or chat even to their neighbours.
And what's your hope, Martin? Will we see a return to that, or is it a different mark going forward?
I think it will be different going forward, and it'll be hugely dependent on how regulations change. But I think online will be here with us to stay regardless. Regardless of COVID, or if you told me it stopped in the morning, I'd still have plenty of customers that would have to do their business online. For the moment, it's a lifeline for us to still be able to trade, and you know, we're glad to have it there. But I can't see having a full complement ringside happening any day soon.
I love that sound, so vibrant. A done deal at the Mid Tipperary Mart, and a different mart going forward, according to manager Martin Ryan. Tell me, John, what about those farmers missing the social scene?
I think they will be longing for a full easing of restrictions and returning Cormac to when they could drop into the mart as they pleased, even if they weren't buying or selling. Maybe it was just to chat about the price of cattle and meet their neighbours. And for now, though, it is more business than pleasure. Farmers are being asked to stick to public health guidelines to avoid congregating even outside. But many I met today hope that this is the start of a return to some of the social side of farming, including Peter from Templemore. He told me that just as the local economy in towns across Ireland need the clothes shops and the shoe shops and all their customers back today, those towns also need farmers to get back to the mart.
Better for the towns. Bring the people back. Get them going again. It's a spin-off, really.
Peter, have you missed the mart? Because a lot of farmers had no social outlet without it.
We're all country people, and but you're in the country for long enough throughout the day, like, you must interact with individuals on the side, like, other than that. Sure, what's life about? Do you know?
It's been a lonely year, hasn't it?
Of course it has, like, do you know? It's hard to expect a farmer to be drawn into themselves anyhow, I suppose, but definitely.
Joe Kenny, Ballingally. I think since they went online, prices have improved.
And would you be an internet user anyway? Were you comfortable looking it up online?
No, I'm not into that. I can't get it up on the phone even. Totally ignorant to it.
But you managed, did you?
Oh, I did. I did. So you depend on others. It's like the machines in the bank at first when they came out. I thought I'd never get used to them. Now they're very handy. So it's all about learning, isn't it?
Hi, County. Mitchelstown.
County Cork.
Exactly. I don't buy online. I like to see my stock buying in, like, and see what they were. They'd walk into the ring and out of the ring. Like, I'd be back on the mat today. A different scene altogether. Like, you know, I'm pretty feeling good form.
You have a spring in your step, all right. You must have done well. Were you buying or selling, or what happened today?
I bought a full cattle up today. Black whites. I see men in, old men in there today, like, you know, like, and I said about nothing until today. You're talking a year and a half.
And people have missed the mart, haven't they? Getting out to see people.
Come out and meet the chat and keep the system going, like, you know. People are locked up, like, and can't move, like, you know.
It's been a hard year, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been hard, like, you know, but we still have our health, like, and
a shot of something in your arm by now. Have you a vaccination?
I haven't got, thanks, say to God. So that's it, so.
So mart's open, you're back in business.
Back in business, and delighted to be.
Now, there's a happy Cork farmer, Michael Carney, ending John Cook's report from the mart in Thurles. And I can tell you, John Cook is as sharp as a tack, but I think he met his match among the farmers today.